Describe a person who you believe dresses well, IELTS Q card. Describe a person who you believe dresses well, Q card, sample answer 1. Introduction. Well-dressed individuals attract people immediately. Superb clothing sense can completely transform a person's demeanor. Apart from this, clothing also reflects one's personality. Who is this person, / how do you know him, her? Shania, a friend of mine, is someone I believe dresses nicely. She has a distinct sense of style and consistently puts together ensembles that are both attractive and functional. Shania and I first met in college and instantly became friends. I noted that no matter what the situation, she always looked put together. Whether we were heading to a party or running errands around town, she always dressed stylishly and confidently. What kind of dresses does he, she wear? Shania prefers to dress in outfits that reflect her enthusiastic and creative nature. She frequently wears bright colors and strong patterns and isn't afraid to try new looks. Shania is also concerned with minor things, such as accessorizing with jewelry, hats, or scarves. Shania distinguishes herself from others by dressing for herself rather than for the favor of others. She has her own distinct flair and isn't scared to stand out. Apart from this, her confidence and genuineness are qualities I admire. Conclusion. Overall, I believe Shania is an excellent example of a well-dressed individual. She is self-conscious about her appearance and utilizes fashion to express herself. Seeing her attire always makes me want to be more creative with my own wardrobe. Describe a person who you believe dresses well, Q card, sample answer 2. Introduction. People who dress well, in my opinion, have a talent for it. However, someone who is extremely self-conscious and concerned about their appearance and constantly takes pains and goes to great measures to look a specific way and well does not appeal to me much. Who is this person? Sia, one of my friends, appears to pay close attention to her attire and style. We were coaching friends. She was a year younger than me, but we've collaborated on several quizzes and tinkering competitions. We are currently in different colleges, but we still meet frequently and compete in tournaments together as well as against one another. How do you know him, her? Her sense of style is quite relaxed. She dresses in tight tops, loose tops, baggy tops, and crop tops, all very casually, as if she were born with that look. I wouldn't even call it a style. It appears that she matches things without much care. Her endeavor, she claims, is to appear clean and not disheveled. What kind of dresses does he, she wear? Sia wears formal dresses and gowns to formal events and Indian wear to festivals and traditional events, but she is never overdressed, even on outings and trips with friends. Her attire is unconcerned with trends, and her casualness distinguishes her style. Conclusion. In summary, dressing according to one's comfort level and personal style, like Sia, in my opinion, is a perfect example of dressing well. I personally appreciate it when people are not crazy about following certain trends in fashion and dress in a clean and decent manner while still looking fashionable. Describe a person who you believe dresses well, Q card, sample answer 3. Introduction. People who are well-mannered and disciplined dress well most of the time. They have a distinct approach to clothing and dressing. Today, I'm going to write about a coworker who dresses really nicely and professionally. Who is this person? At work, this is Mrs. Sakshi Joshi. She is over 50, married, and has one daughter and one son. She's a mature, knowledgeable woman who wears simple and decent clothes. Mrs. Joshi works as an educational counselor at our office. How do you know him, her? I met her and worked under her supervision when I joined that organization. She has been the destination manager of the organization for the past 4 years. What kind of dresses does he, she wear? She dresses formally in a white shirt and black trousers. She ensures that her attire is well-fitted, nice, and clean in addition to being dressed formally. She wears very little or no makeup with her formal clothes, making her appear basic and well-organized. Conclusion. To sum up, Well-fitted clothes and dressing according to the place and occasion come under dressing well. So, I personally commend my destination manager's neat and professional dressing sense. IELTS Speaking Test Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. The examiner may ask follow-up questions in the IELTS Speaking Test Part 3 based on your response to the cue card. Describe a person who you believe dresses well. The following are questions which can be asked. Question: Where do Indians actually buy clothes? Answer: Generally, the young generation in India prefers purchasing clothes online mostly. However, the old generation still prefers purchasing clothes from local markets, street markets, and stores. Question: Do clothes affect people's moods? Answer: Absolutely. People's moods are affected by their clothing. Many people go shopping to make themselves feel better. It instantaneously shifts their mood from negative to positive. However, this pleasant attitude shift is only transitory and does not stay long. Question: Do you think online shopping will replace in-store shopping in the future? Why? Answer: Because of the ease that online shopping provides, online buying may become more popular than in-store purchasing in the future. However, it won't be replaced completely. People may prefer the convenience of internet shopping because they can browse and purchase products from the comfort of their own homes. In-store shopping, on the other hand, has the benefit of being able to see and touch products before purchasing, as well as the social aspect of shopping with friends and family. Individual interests and circumstances will ultimately determine the outcome. Question: Why is fashion very important to some people? Answer: Fashion is significant to some people because it boosts their self-esteem. They appear to be good. Aside from that, some people are naturally drawn to fashion, new trends, trying new foods, and so on. They may feel gloomy without fashion at times. Question: Are women more fashionable than men? Why? Answer: It is widely believed that women are trendier than men. However, this is not totally correct. Men are just as concerned about their appearance and clothing as women are. Men's fashion has evolved over time, and there is now a diverse selection of apparel and accessories available for men to pick from. Men's fashion has grown in popularity, and there are now men's fashion shows and periodicals. Furthermore, the growth of social media has made it easier for guys to stay current on fashion and style. Men's fashion has been more adventurous in recent years, focusing on color and design. Overall, both men and women are interested in fashion, which is a matter of personal preference. Question: Are older people as fashionable as young people? Why? Answer: Absolutely not. Older people tend to be conventional and do not like to try new things. Thus, older people are not as fashionable as young people, who are more modern and willing to experiment with different outfits and colors. Question: What do people consider when buying clothes? Answer: People examine the occasion, casual or formal, the quality of the material, silk, cotton, or wool, how long it lasts, color shading, size fit, accessories, if any, and finally, the price, offers, and discounts available while purchasing garments.